Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Bihari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Jaya Giri Varadhari Jaya Giri Varadhari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Jaya Giri Varadhari Jaya Giri Varadhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Bihari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rambu, Hare Rambu, Rama Rambu, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rambu, Hare Rambu, Rambu Rambu, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rambu, Hare Rambu, Rambu Rambu, Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Radha Madhava Radha Madhava Radha Jaya Vancha Tattva Vancha Tattva Vancha Tattva Shilo Vancha Tattva Jaya Nisimhadev, 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 Jayo Jaya Nisimhadev. Jayo Prabhupada, 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 Shila Prabhupada. Shri Shri Radha Madhava Vastasa Ki Jai, Shri Pancha Tattva Ki Jai, Shri Simhadev Bhagavan Ki Jai, Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaura Pramanande Hari Hari Bo. Jayam Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Paravi Jagacharya Shotara Shota Shishimat His Divine Grace Aisi Pranada Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jayam Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Paravi Jagacharya Shotara Shota Shishimat Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Namacharya Shila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Ispan founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Prem Sikha Ghoshi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shadvaita Gadada Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Shishi Radha Krishna Gopa Gopina Chama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhana Ki Jai. Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Mathura Dham Ki Jai. Navadvip Dham Ki Jai. Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai. Gangamai Ki Jai. Yamunamai Ki Jai. Tusi Devi Ki Jai. Bhakti Devi Ki Jai. Sankirtan Yagya Ki Jai, Brihad Midanga Ki Jai, Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. O Gaura Pramanande, Hari Hari Bol, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories to Shri Guru Gauranga, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om
Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, chapter number 2, verse 40. Matsyashva Kavachhapa Narsimha Braha Hamsha Rajanya Vipra Vibhudeshu Kritavata Kravatara Tvam Pashi Nash Tribhuvanam Cham Yatadunesha Baram Bhuvo Haram Yadutama Vandanam Te Matsyashva Kachapa Nrisimha Varaha Hamsha Matsyashva Kachapa Nrisimha Varaha Hamsha Rajanya Vipra Vibhudeshu Kritavatara Rajanya Vipravi Budeshu Krita Vatara Tvam Pashi Nashtri Bhavanam Chayadadnesha Vampashina Stri Bhuvanam Chayata Dunesha Bharam Bhuvahara Yadutama Vandanam Te Bharam Bhuvahara Yadutama Vandanam Te Matsya Shvakacha Panrisimha Varahaham Cham Rajanya Vipravibudeshu Krita Vatara Tvam Pashinastri Bhuvanam Chayatu Dnesha Yata Dnesha It's okay. Bharam Bhuvahara Yaduttama Vandanam Te Matsya Shvakacha Paranisim Kabaraha Rajanya Vipra Vibudeshu Krita Vatara Tvambhashina Sri Bhuvanam Chayatan Nation Bharam Bhuvahara Yaduttama Vandanam Te Sashvakacha Panrisimha Dadraham Brahmcha Rajanya Vipra Vibhishu Kritavatara Vashinastri Bhuvanam Chayata Desha Matsya Shvakacha Panrisimha Varahamcha Rajanya Vipra Vibhudeshu Krita Vatara Vampashina Shri Vavanam Chayapunesha Bambu Vahara Yaduttama Vandanam Te Vacha Shvakacha Parasimha Varaha Vamcha Rajanya Vipra Vibhudeshu Kritvatara Tvam Pashina Sri Bhuvanam Chayamesha Bharam Bhuvahara Yaduttama Vandanam Te Matsyam The fish incarnation. Ashva, the horse incarnation. Kachapa, the tortoise incarnation. Narsimha, the Narasimha incarnation. Varaha, the Varaha incarnation. Hamsa, the swan incarnation. Rajanya, incarnations as Lord Ramachandra and other Kshatriyas. Vipra, incarnations of Brahmanas like Vamanadev. Vibhudeshu, among the demigods. Krita Avatara, appeared as incarnations. Tvam, your lordship. Pashi, please save. Na as tribhuvanam cha and the three worlds. Yata as well as aduna now. Isha, O Supreme Lord. Varam, burden. Bhuva, of the earth. Hara, please diminish. Yadutama, O Lord Krishna, best of the Yadus. Vandanam te, we offer our prayers unto you. Translation. O Supreme Controller, your lordship previously accepted incarnations as a fish, a horse, a tortoise, now Narsimhadev, a boar, a swan, Lord Ramachandra, Parashurama, and amongst the demigods, Vamanadev, to protect the entire world by your mercy. Now please protect us again by your mercy, by diminishing the disturbances in this world. O Krishna, best of the Yadus, we respectfully offer our obeisances unto you. Prabhupada by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. In every incarnation, the Supreme Personality of Godhead has a particular mission to execute. And this was true in His appearance as the son of Devaki in the family of Yadus. Thus all the demigods offered their prayers to the Lord, bowing down before Him, and requested the Lord to do the needful. We cannot order the Supreme Personality of Godhead to do anything for us. We can simply offer Him our obeisances, as advised in Bhagavad Gita, Man Mana Bhava Mad Bhakta Madhyay Man Namaskuru, and pray to Him for annihilation of dangers. Translation one more time. O Supreme Controller, your lordship previously accepted incarnations as a fish, a horse, a tortoise, Narsimhadev, a boar, a swan, Lord Amachandra, Parashuram, and amongst the demigods, Vamanadev, to protect the entire world by your mercy. Now please protect us again by your mercy, by diminishing the disturbances in this world. O Krishna, best of the Yadus, we respectfully offer our obeisances unto you. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jāya. Namo Viṣṇu Padāya Krishna Praṣṭaputu Vishimāte Bhaktira Svāmi iti nāname. Namaste Sarasvati Deva Garvani Pucharani Vishesh Nyadi Pashtati Vishtarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadatar Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhaktavinoda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna. Thank you for coming today. I'm actually very pleased and happy to see so many Chinese devotees here. It's very nice. Thank you for coming. So, as we see in this verse, it's a part actually of demigods offering prayers to the Lord, and the way how they're doing, the way how they're presenting, the way how they're praying the Lord, and the way how approaching the Lord is very perfect example how any person who is facing the Lord in different ways should approach the Lord itself. So they're asking the Lord to protect the entire world by His mercy, by diminishing the disturbances in this world. Basically, we all know that when Krishna appears, when Krishna's incarnations appears, that they are here with the reason. For a reason. And usually the main reason actually why Krishna comes is actually to put religion in the proper road and to remove obstacles which come to that. So in generally we cannot approach Supreme Lord by ordering Him, please do this and do that. We can only approach in the humble attempt to praise Him and to ask Him for the benefit, to ask Him for the mission. Srila Prabhupada mentioned in this verse, Bhagavad Gita 18:65, the very famous verse, which said that we always have to think about Krishna and to become his devotee, which is very important. Then we have to worship Krishna, and those who are doing, the devotees who are doing those activities will without any doubt come to the Krishna's abode. Basically, they will have Krishna's internal relationship with Krishna. And Krishna in that verse also promised. It's not that he just stating, he promised. I promise you because you are my dear friend. So Krishna states Arjuna that he's very dear friend because he approached to him, and he promised that he will never forget him because he approached in the right way and because he loves Krishna. So what is very interesting, actually, we can find in the purport of this verse. Srila Prabhupada further explains what is really happening when somebody surrenders to Krishna with his full heart and with his full honesty. Number one is that, and this is quote from the purport, that life should be so molded that one will always have the chances to think of Krishna. This first part is how we're supposed to do it. What is the proper way to craft our life if we want the benefit of Krishna's association? So the first thing is life should be so molded that one will always have chance to think of Krishna. So we should not allow life to mold us. We should mold life. It's the opposite thing. We should not allow circumstances to come into the way of our Krishna consciousness. Whatever we do, however ever we craft our life, it has to be on such a way that we put Krishna in the center. Any activity we do during day, during night, with the family, with the friends, even with the enemies, everything has to be with Krishna in the center. We should never forget Krishna. And there is no excuse for that. There is no excuse, okay, I live in one very poor country and we need a lot of money, so I have a family and I have to go for the hard work and I have to accept any kind of job just to survive. And since I'm doing so hard work, sometime I can just forget about Krishna. I can do some easy things just to make my mind more easy because I'm doing such a hard work. I need to maintain my family. And then there is not much time to finish the rounds. There is not much time to do many other things. Life is hard, but still, is there really a way to give excuses, maybe for some smaller things, but to gamble with such a special opportunity that we got in this life, that we can really feel Krishna, see Krishna, that we can understand what is all this world about, and we can do something about it, that's something way too much to lose for such a small things in the life. Second thing that Srila Prabhupada mentioned in the purport of this verse is actually one should always act in such a way that all his daily activities are in connection with Krishna. That means even when we find a job, even when we raise a family, even when we have some difficulties, even when we live in some hard environment, for us here in Mayapur it's much easier, but many devotees, they don't have such luck in their life to stay here all the time. Still, we have to try our best that all our daily activities connect with Krishna. In that case, it will be much easier for us to remember Krishna. Number three, he should arrange his life in such a way that through 24 hours, he cannot but thinking of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada is going even further. It's not just, okay, let's try our best from time to time to remember Krishna during the day. Srila Prabhupada said 24 hours. Day and night. And whatever comes as obstacle to that, either our strugglings or pleasures, we should remove from our way. And here we are not just talking about hard work and difficulties, we are talking also about TVs, internets, Netflix, I name it, it's all there. All these things are coming in front of us in our relationship with Krishna because they're putting different information in our mind. And then our mind became disturbed and is looking for some other things rather than Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada said, if we want to sincerely to try to see Krishna face to face, we need to be 24 hours a day focused. And we should never forget Krishna. It's a very important statement. We should think about it. Next thing that Srila Prabhupada mentioned, after we behave like that, what is happening? What is the outcome of that kind of relationship? That means we give Krishna everything, what he's giving in return. And the Lord's promise is that anyone who is in such pure Krishna consciousness will certainly return to the abode of Krishna, where he will be engaged in the association of Krishna face to face. That's the word. So if we are serious, if we do this almost impossible task in material world, to try to focus on Krishna, to put all our hours, all 24 hours, to put into Krishna consciousness, avoid this facing Krishna face to face and spending time with him. I mean, it's a fantastic award. You can. So the point is that behind every sacrifice comes final goal, final motivation. And our motivation could be to really have association of Krishna. Not in his different forms, not in his different incarnations, but really himself as a person in front of us. And that's something that worth any effort, you must agree with me. So now, sometimes happened, like demigods came and they're praising Krishna, they're offering Krishna obeisances. How we should pray when we approach the Lord? What we should ask for? That question really many times came to my mind. I'm reading so many amazing prayers in so many different shastras, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, if one day happened, I'm just going to freeze and I don't know what to say to the Lord. So what is the best way actually to approach if we are just conditioned soul and we forget the text from Srimad Bhagavatam? What should be our meditation? First of all, let's go back. Let's go in the regions. What is our initial relationship when we figure out that Krishna is around, that Krishna is everywhere actually? I was 18 years old and I just met devotees. There was a couple of friends, we was hanging around, and we just turned 18, so we start driving cars fast around and doing... So the point is, after I met devotees, I start being more focused, I start changing habits, I start choosing with whom I'm spending time together around, and naturally, I lost a little bit of contact with some of my friends in due course of time. But one day, maybe 6-7 months later, after I really got tight with devotees, one of my friends came, he knocked on my door, and he was saying, "Hey, how are you? How's everything going?" I said, "Yeah, it's fine. As you know, I'm Hare Krishna." So he was saying, something amazing happened to me. I remember you, so I wanted to share with you. And I said, "Okay, it's interesting. Okay, so please come in. What's happened?" He said, "I had an accident." I said, "Okay, that's not that amazing." He said, I completely crashed my car and I had some injuries, but that's not the point. The point is when the accident was going on, I started praying to the Lord. And Serbia, I'm from Serbia, this is old Yugoslavia, this was quite 80s country. You don't have much people thinking about the Lord at that time. The preaching was, there's no Lord. No, church was almost banned, empty. There was communism and that's it. Marx is your Lord. So the point is, that he said, I remember and I can feel it. He saved me. My prayers was fulfilled. He said, "Oh, Krishna, I have some company. I'm not only one Hare Krishna here from now." Great. And then I asked, "Okay, so what you going to do with that now?" And he's asking, "What do you mean what I'm going to do?" I said, "So what is the next thing?" He said, "I'm going home to pray." Then I'm asking, "What you going to pray?" He said, "Of course, first thing on the list, please give me new car." And I was, okay. He remained kind of friend of devotees, you know, he never really could surrender. Because, you know, even if you approach to the Lord on the wrong mood, wrong motivation, we're not going to get the best outcome, the best result of prayers. That's why we have to be a little bit careful, you know, once we come to the... Srila Prabhupada, I just remember now, Srila Prabhupada shared a very amazing story, short story. You know, he was in Bombay, it was 1974, and he was giving a class, Srimad Bhagavatam class, and after, almost on the end of the class, Srila Prabhupada got one question, and he was sharing one very famous story, most of you heard about that, about lady who was in the forest, very old lady. She was walking in the forest, and she had a bundle of trees on her head. You know, she collect trees, and then she was going back to the village home. And then in one moment, all those trees, you know, just fell down completely. And then she was too old to pick up, and she was watching around. Nobody was there, and she was alone, and she was like, oh my God, oh, what to do, you know. And then Krishna heard her prayers. She started praying, and she showed up in front of her. And he was asking her, okay, I'm here, how I can help you? And she was saying, can you please help me to pick up these trees to put on my head? Of course, Krishna will help. But is it the point that we just lose something which is on our head, it's giving us pain, and then from Krishna we want all that to put back and to continue our road back to our villages? No. No, we have to use that occasion on much smarter, much better way. And there is a better way. There are so many amazing examples. I was thinking, preparing this class, I was thinking, what could be the perfect example of surrendering? What could be something that is really amazing, that can inspire us to move forward? There are so many examples in the Vedas, in the Shastras, so many. It's very hard to pick just one, but I remember I was reading recently something, so I refresh a little bit memory, and it's Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's from Madhya Lila. And we're talking about chapter number 20, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, giving instructions to Sanatana Goswami. But amazing stories before that. I mean, again, most of you know that, but it's always good to remember again. Sanatana Goswami was from Malik family. He's from Malda district. Malda district, even if you want, there is a train for Krishnagar. It's not far away from there, not too far away from us. And in the Malda district, there is the place named Ramkeli, where Sanatana Goswami was in service that time for the big Muslim ruler, Nawab. So the Nawab was big ruler, and Sanatana Goswami was his minister, and he was doing very important services, and naturally doing that service he had a certain dress code and certain way of life, and also he was very rich. He had a lot of, in that time, golden coins. That was the balut, not rupees. So he had a lot of golden coins, and he had one very amazing life, but then, you know, something, I don't want to go into details, but certain things happen, and Nawab put Sanatana Goswami in the prison. Shortly before that, Lord Chaitanya, he met two brothers of Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami and Anupama, who is actually happened to be the father of Jiva Goswami. He met them in Prayag. And Rupa Goswami, while Sanatana Goswami was in prison, he sent a letter to Sanatana Goswami when he was in prison. When Sanatana Goswami received the letter from his brother, he decided, I have to go out. I have to go to meet Lord. I cannot live like this anymore. So it happened just after reading that letter that he knew that Nawab, the big ruler, who was very gentle to him, but also a very cruel person, and you know, what will happen, we don't know if he was there, that he was away for some trip. He went to south. And there was the prison guard who was protecting the cell of Sanatana Goswami. And Sanatana Goswami, he tried to praise the prison guard, the Muslim, and he was offering him also some golden coins, 5,000 golden coins to be more precise. And the guard was interpretation, but then he was thinking, I mean, what's the point of 5,000 coins if my ruler finds out what I did? So he said no, but finally, after some bargaining, Sanatana Goswami said a magical word, 7,000 coins. So that was something that guard considered, and then after some time they figured out that story could be that actually Sanatana Goswami should go some place and then he should follow him, then he just escaped, he ran to the Ganges and he could not catch him up, so basically he left. To make the long story short, Sanatana Goswami left that night and he was walking almost 2 days and two nights, and after some time he came to one hill, and that whole land was actually ownership of one big landlord. That big landlord is also very greedy landlord, and when he saw Sanatana Goswami, he wanted to help. He saw the gentleman. Sanatana was still quite dressed quite well. He had a beard, you know, he was not shaved or anything. And he offered, okay, maybe you can trespass my property. But then there was a visitor in his house. He was one famous palmistry, you know, palmistry person who was checking the palms. And he told him, look, this person, this gentleman here and his servant, they have 8 golden coins with them. After hearing golden coins, the landlord, he said, okay, maybe please stay in my property tonight. You can stay next to the river. I will give you some grain so you can cook for yourself. Take rest, then leave tomorrow. So Sanatana Goswami went with his servant. They stay overnight. I mean, they wanted to stay overnight. But then when Hal night was approaching, he figured out actually that maybe that's a trap. I mean, it was too that hospitality that landlord showed in one particular moment, it was very full of suspiciousness, you know, behind. And then he went straight, he asked his servant, do we have anything with that? Did you took something? And his servant told him, yes, we have 7 coins, golden coins. So he went to landlord and he told him, look, thank you very much for your hospitality and I want to give you these 7 coins, what we have, golden coins in exchange. And he said, look, I'm very pleased with you now. I will tell you honestly, we wanted to kill you tonight. I knew that you have coins, but now since you show such sincerity, we're going to spare your life and I will take care about your trip tomorrow. He said, no, but please take these coins. If somebody finds out that I have that, they're going to kill me anyway later. So can you save me? By taking this, you're going to save me actually. So the landlord took 7 golden coins and he arranged tomorrow morning for his servants to go together with Sanatana Goswami and to you know, on his trip or further trip. What's happened with the servant? You remember there is this one, 8 and 7 coins. Sanatana Goswami came back and he asked his servant, okay, so do you have anything else with you? And he was, yes, I have 1 golden coin. He said, okay, please take this 1 golden coin with you and go back home. Have a nice trip. So from that point on, Sanatana Goswami continue alone. And then after his servant name was Ishan, by the way. And then after some time, Sanatana Goswami came to Hajipur. Hajipur is one, in that time it was quite famous place. It was quite a rich and opulent place where they did a lot of exchange of the goods and golden coins. But what is important for Hajipur was actually that in Hajipur was staying Sanatana Goswami's sister. And sister of Sanatana Goswami, she was married there for the man named Shrikant. And he was quite rich. I mean, he sold a lot of cows. He exchanged with the government. And they're saying that he got more than 300,000 golden coins in that time. So he could easily take care about Sanatana Goswami. Even when he heard that Sanatana Goswami came, he offered him to stay a few days, to buy new cloth for him, to put him in, you know, in the proper. He was a gentleman for all of them in that time. And then, you know, he can decide what to do and he will help him in any regard. But Sanatana Goswami say, no, please just immediately, just take me on the other side of Ganges. I need to go to see somebody. So Shrikant said, okay, Your wish is my, your desire is my, I mean, your wish is my command, right? So he arranged the boat. They went on the other side of Ganges, and it was quite cold that night. So he took one. He has the woolen blanket, very famous, not famous, expensive, quite good quality blanket, and he offered that to Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami took it. So Sanatana Goswami continued his trip. Finally, after some time, he came to Varanasi. Varanasi was the place where many Vaishnavas was coming at that time. It's a place of pilgrimage. Even today it is still. So in Varanasi there was the house of Chandrasekhar. And in the house of Chandrasekhar, actually, many Vaishnavas was coming at that time. And there was also a message came that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming to visit Chandrasekhar in his house. When Sanatana Goswami heard that, he moved and he was staying right next to the door of Chandrasekhar's house. Chandrasekhar didn't know who is Sanatana Goswami at that time. So the Lord came, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, and he was inside of house, and Chaitanya, he knew that Sanatana is outside, actually. He sent Chandrasekhar to bring whoever is in his house waiting to see him. Chandrasekhar went there and he saw somebody dressed in Muslim cloth, with beer, it already quite, you know, dirty. So the point is, he said, there is one obviously tired gentleman, but he's not Vaishnava, he's a Muslim. He said, yeah, bring him to me, please, go and bring him. Chandrasekhar was, okay. So he went there, he brought Sanatana Goswami, and this is where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will show big affection towards Sanatana. He embraced him, he praised him. They had the first conversations there. He asked Chandrasekhar Prabhu to go to give him a new cloth. He shaved. He took him to meet Tapan Krishna also, and Tapan Mishra, and more Vaishnavas who were staying there. They went for lunch together. But the interesting thing happened when Sanatana Goswami, why this story is important for us today, when Sanatana Goswami went to buy a new cloth, actually, you know, he didn't want a new one. He asked Chandrasekhar Prabhu, give me something old, something that you already used before. So finally, after trying to convince him for some time, Chandrasekhar agreed and he gives some of his old cloth, and Sanatana Goswami took everything away. He took a shower and he put that old cloth around him. And then he came back to see Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya was very pleased with his attitude. And they had one of the most amazing exchanges that time. But during that exchange, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was all the time watching into something on the body of Sanatana Goswami. And Sanatana Goswami was wondering what. And then he put his head down and he saw that he still had that blanket, that woolen blanket around him that he got from Shikhan. And he understood the message. He understood the message. He went to the market next to the river and he exchanged that blanket for some old cloth, you know, the winter, just some cotton, some simple thing with some beggar on the street there. And he came back and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was really pleased with him. It was so pleased that actually I have to read what exactly Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, because this is the essence of our surrendering. How are we supposed to surrender? How much we have to keep for us and how much we have to give to the Lord? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I have already deliberately considered this matter. So he was thinking about that blanket for some time. Since Lord Krishna is very merciful, he has not filled your attachment for material things, why should Krishna allow you to maintain a last bit of a material attachment? After vanquishing a disease, a good physician does not allow any of disease to remain. Those are words of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anything what we try to keep for ourselves, anything what keep us away from Krishna, from the Lord, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called the disease. There's one more word which we're going to see later in another quote. How important is that we try to surrender up to the maximum, to give everything to the Lord. It's very high level, it's not easy. We should not try to repeat on some plastic way, but we should give our best. We should be sincere and honest and open to ourselves, what we really want to achieve in this life, how far we want to go. Because price is very high. What we can achieve in this life, it's amazing, is the most rare thing in material world. And to be able to surrender better, we need to understand actually who is the Lord. So I'll talk a little bit about Krishna, about Govinda. Who is actually Govinda? Many, even I did a little bit of research in India, even in different forums. The people, they don't really understand up to the core who is actually Krishna. Who is Krishna who came 5,000 years ago? Who is Govinda? Who is original Supreme Personality of Godhead from Goloka Vrindavan? So to be able to make connection, we need to understand who is that person. So one of the best explanations, one of the best ways we can find in one ancient text, the first time that text was translated from Sanskrit to English, 1932, and it was translated by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And it was found from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, actually. The name is Brahma Samhita, the praise of the Lord Brahma to the Lord. And there is actually, they're saying that actually there are 100 chapters in total, but in that time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only found the part of one chapter. So basically we have only a little portion of full Brahma Samhita, but it's very essential portion of that. And it's more than enough to actually to get a glimpse of who is really Lord, who is Govinda, who is Lord Krishna. So I just put the few extracts out, because if we want to pray to somebody, if we want to develop relationship, we need to know whom we are praying. We need to know that person better. And those few verses will really help us to understand who is Krishna. In introduction, I mean, basically in one first of the purpose, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur wrote, one should fix his mind on this original form of Godhead, Krishna. He should not even divert his attention to other forms of the Lord. The Lord has multiforms as Vishnu, Narayan, Rama, Varaha, etc. But a devotee should concentrate his mind on the form that was present before Arjuna. Concentration of the mind of the form of Krishna constitutes the most confidential part of knowledge. Disturbances in the world disappear once we put full focus and meditation of Lord Krishna. So that's why we have to surrender. If we want all disturbances for our life to disappear, we have to focus on the Lord, on the Krishna. And Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur mentioned just first time here something which he said is the biggest of all secrets, that our main focus should be Krishna, Govinda, not other incarnations and expansions. And we will go further into explaining that. So in Brahma Samhita text 30, beautiful text by the way, it said, Venu pananta maravinda dalaya taksham vatata tamsham ashitam buddha sundarangam kandarpa kotika maniya vishesha shobam govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who is adept in playing on his flute, with blooming eyes like lotus petals, with head decked with peacock's feather, with the figure of beauty, tinger with the hue of blue clouds, and his unique loveliness charming millions of cupids. That's just one small glimpse. How amazing is that person that we want to meet. And you cannot find in Mayapur the better time to think about Krishna than monsoon season. Sometimes we said, oh, monsoon season, oh, hard to breathe, swelling all the time, walking around like a... But the point is, look how many beautiful deep blue clouds we have around. We can remember Krishna whole day. We just raise up, heads up, and here it is. Color which is quite close to what is original Krishna's color. We can think about Krishna whole day and night and forget about all this disturbance. So, further before that actually, text 29 of Brahma Samhita, in the purport of that text it was written that the transcendental place where not only is life eternal, we are talking about place where Krishna lives. That's the transcendental place where not only is life eternal, blissful and full of knowledge, but there are ample vegetables, milk, jewels, and beautiful homes and gardens tended by lovely themselves who are all goddesses of fortune. Krishna Loka is the topmost planet in the spiritual sky, and below it are innumerable spheres, a description of which can be found in Srimad Bhagavatam. Then further down, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur explains material world. In the material world, the highest qualitative manifestation is godness, which is characterized by truthfulness, mental equilibrium, cleanliness, control of senses, simplicity, essential knowledge, faith in God, scientific knowledge, and so on. That's the highest that we can get here. Not more than that. But even that, it's not there anymore, I mean on the transcendental platform. Because transcendental platform is pure love. So we don't have obligation anymore. We don't have those chains. We don't have suffering anymore when we are doing right things. And further down, it's mentioned that in spiritual sky, there is no trace of material infection. So just a few minutes ago, we had the word disease, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. Now we had the word infection. That's serious. It sounds to me like it's not a joke at all. So we need to be very, very careful, you know, when we decide to go for some material enjoyments, when we decide to go for some small pleasures, we have to be very careful not to get, you know, disease, not to get that thing that can cause a lot of pain in our life. So, five inherent qualities of material world are namely ignorance, misery, egoism, anger, and envy. And in the spiritual world, you don't have any of those five. There is no such thing there. That's a big difference. Now, is the Lord Krishna same as any other incarnations? This is now we are coming to the conclusion why we are talking about that. Why we should worship Govinda in the first place, Krishna, more than any other incarnations. Because Srila Prabhupada said in the purport, Bhagavad Gita 11.1, Krishna is not in incarnation. He is the source of all incarnations. That's the difference. So Krishna is not incarnation. He's original one. He's the prime one. He's the one from whom everything else emanates. All other incarnations came here. Original, he has origin in him. And they came out of him. They came from him. So basically it's not wrong to worship other incarnations of Krishna, of the Lord. But it's unnecessary if we worship original Krishna on the same way we worship all other incarnations. So if somebody is in danger, if he said, Narsimha Dev, or we said, Krishna, there's a difference. It's the same person actually. Krishna will hear. And Narsimha Dev is there, as a part of him. Originally he came from him, from original source, from the Lord itself. That's the reason why Krishna, 5,000 years ago, who came, is actually the most important incarnation, who showed up. And of course we have Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but that's not every Kali Yuga. That's really exception, and it's amazing thing for us that he showed up this Kali Yuga where we are also. So the point is, that's the reason why Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur points out, why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu points out, and Srila Prabhupada many places, that our original main focus should be actually the Krishna, the Govinda itself. Now the next incarnation which is coming is Kalki, and it's coming in some 427,000 years from now, not soon. But even when it comes, I remember one class of His Holiness Sachinanda Maharaj, he was saying something like, you know, he's going to be quite busy of doing other things rather than preaching and sharing mercy around. He will have a sword and he will go around killing all those who deserve that. So it's not going to be so much time for association that time. So we should not wait for that one. You know, we should try to do it before. And it was quite interesting to hear something like that. So the point is, what we should do, the last point is, now, Krishna already left 5,000 years ago, even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, he also left the planet. At the moment, we don't have incarnation of Krishna on the planet. And next one is coming 427,000 years from now. How to have direct association with the Lord? Well, we are actually very, very fortunate. There is amazing verse in Srimad Bhagavatam, 1.3.43, which stated, Krishna sva dhamo pajate dharma janan vidhi saha kalau nasta dishamesha puranarko dunodita. Translation, this Bhagavat Purana is as brilliant as the sun, and it has arisen just after the departure of the Lord Krishna to his own abode, accompanied by religion, knowledge, etc. Persons who have lost their vision due to dense darkness of ignorance in the age of Kali shall get light from this Purana. Furthermore, there is explanation actually that this is the proof that Krishna never left the planet. He just transformed himself into this Bhagavata Purana, into Srimad Bhagavatam. So if we have direct association with Srimad Bhagavatam all the time, we have a Krishna himself. Another appearance of the Lord, and probably the most important for us, is actually in the holy name. And that's also the courtesy of this yoga in this particular time. And Kalai Nasti, Eva Nasti, there is no other way. There is no other way by chanting the holy name of the Lord. Because just by chanting the holy name, we are already with Krishna face to face. And slowly, gradually, we're going to see that. And there is no more perfect mantra, more perfect prayer than Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And that's actually the way how Vaishnavas, how devotees in the Kali Yuga should associate with Lord. One through the knowledge, and second one through the holy name. With respect to their gurus, to the sadhus, and we have a perfect and simple recipe how to succeed and go back to the Lord. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaura Pramanande Hari Hari Bol. If anybody has any question or any comment, we have a little bit of time. Okay, Hare Krishna, Dandavat.